fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 26th day of January. The prepper tip of the day. Prepper tip of the day is to listen to Mike Adams' presentation. It's quite a few segments titled Ghost World. Ghost World at his website, naturalnews.com. I say again, naturalnews.com. Very important. I encourage you to do that. And we do have patiently waiting in the green room my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff began a quest about 36 years ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with the International Commerce Conspiracy. He has a website. That website is, listen carefully, jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. He has 6 books for sale at amazon.com. He writes sometimes frequently 2 articles a week at jrnyquist.blog. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Good to have you with us, as always. Jeff, we already got our first caller here, and that would be Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi, guys. I wanted to call in on the last show, but we can now put it in with Jeff here. NTD is TV is Taiwanese TV. I don't know if y'all know about that. You get it on your cell phone, and they try to get you to get it on your cable. Anyway, I've seen people stand up there with signs saying, please stop stealing our organs. So Chinese people, you know, there's underground Christianity there, right? But no time should anybody ever trust these news as a scientist or anything that they're doing. I'm sorry, but I know they can reform and become a Christian, and I won't hold it against them. But, you know, Jeff knows all this. I mean, 30 years ago, when they were forcing women to have abortions and just a one-child family, you know, or whatever it was, they were eating the babies. Women were talking about, oh, yeah, they're delicious. I've eaten dozens or something, 200 or something. So I just thought I would go ahead and say all that, because I did get out of the organ transplant. I ran a lab, and we figured out how to match them. Back then, they matched the organ. Now they just give them something to knock out their immunity. Great, you know. But I saw immorality there with people, and I see, you know, when they put them on if they're brain dead, that was the main ones we had at Southeastern Cadaver Procurement Program. 50,000 people wait for kids stuff. But I couldn't take it anymore as far as the immorality, and I trust nobody anymore. So I quit that, and I run blood banks, and I know that the blood, and I also keep up with the fact that if you're low on blood, if they think you're anemic now, which you can be just by eating badly, I say eat a lot of raisins. you have to get down from a 14-gram hemoglobin to a 6 before they'll give you blood. That's how bad it is. It's not just, it's the AIDS, it's everything, the tattoos, everything that's making them blood. So I just thought I would tell it when Nyquist is here, because I don't want Jeff to, I mean, Jeff knows we can't trust the Chinese, but, you know, their people want you to trust them. And that's all I'll say. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Pat. We appreciate it. The call number is 512-248-8252. Jeff, yesterday, when you were giving your summary of your thoughts, you did a quick discourse on Sputniks already being in this country, Sputniks arriving in great numbers. And let's just begin from the beginning. Sputniks is an acronym, and that's Sputnaz. That's Sierra, Papa, Echo, Tango, Sierra, November, Alpha, Zebra. That's 8 Russian words, or about 3 feet long when you stretch them all out. The Russian Special Forces, well regarded as the most highly trained, most highly motivated, best equipped special forces on the planet, aren't they, sir?
Yeah, they're highly regarded. They're elite troops. They are specialized in sabotage and operating behind enemy lines. And of course, there would be, in the event of a world war with the United States or a war with the United States, they would be deploying 6,000 to 8,000 of them in the United States in advance. They would be infiltrating them into the U.S. Last year, I received a report from I can't say exactly where, from people involved with the Pentagon and weapons procurement, that the Russians had made an intelligence agreement with the cartels in Mexico for moving equipment and men over the Mexican border, and that other people in law enforcement and in the drug enforcement business had noticed Russians showing up down in the border area with the cartels being driven around to different border locations.
Let me give you a heads up, Jeff.
Yeah, sure.
Sputniks advanced party is already here. They've been here for years.
They train Sputniks people here on sometimes their missions. Some years ago, 20 years ago, they caught a bunch of them by Hoover Dam, being shown Hoover Dam.
Right.
They were
right.
Taking a tour or something, but they were all, I think they were all deported. They got caught and deported. But yeah, they're always here training. But we're talking about it. We're not talking about their usual number. You know, the GRU maintains spies everywhere, and people move as tourists. This is a 6,000 to 8,000. This is deploying large. This is deploying an entire brigade of them here to the United States.
Many Russians, I don't know how many were Sputniks, but many Russians have been over the road truck drivers in the United States. What better way? I can't think of a better way to learn how this country is put together than by being 10 feet above the pavement, driving tens of thousands of miles a year all over the United States as a over-the-road truck driver. What better way to learn how this country is put together, Jeff?
Yeah, well, there's advantages in trucking. You can move things, weapons.
Well, that
also.
Well, that's absolutely a bonus. You get the bonus points.
Colonel Lunev testified before, and I knew him pretty well. Lunev testified before Congress about he had been tasked to look for sites for storing nuclear weapons inside the United States that they would smuggle across the border in advance of a war. They wouldn't keep the nuclear weapons here gratuitously. They would only move them here in the months before a war, and he had to find locations. They had to have special qualities, by the way. A place for storing nuclear weapons would have to be have a source for electricity, because they need to plug them in. Nuclear weapons, the satchel nuclear weapons that they would use, would need to be need electricity to help maintain them,
right.
Things like that, you'd have to, and it'd have to be somewhere where nobody's going to look, nobody's going to find them, you know, they're going to be safe.
Absolutely. Well, even the Russians don't want the nuclear weapons getting in the wrong hands. We got our first call already, our second caller. We've got Jeff in Massachusetts. Good morning, Jeff.
Oh, good morning, John. Good morning, Jeff. Well, here's my thought for the day, which is this. As bad as everything is, and it is quite bad, the worst thing I believe is coming is the social credit score system. And I'll tell you why. Because informally in these blue states, people informally use a mental social credit score system. In other words, if you want to have a good job, you got to be connected. You got to hold the signs up for the Democrats. You got to be a good comrade, basically. If you're a bad comrade, you're limited in your career options, wherever you're going towards. All the Chinese is doing is codifying what's been in the blue states for decades, just informally called the PAL system. But the dangerous part about the social credit score system is if you're a bad comrade or you're not connected, your social credit score plunges. Jeff, what do you think of the social credit score, the concepts behind it, and what it can do to stunt a person's economic growth? You can't even get a good car anymore or live the American dream life without being connected. What do you think, Jeff?
You can't get a good car without being connected here.
What I mean is without going into debt and stuff like that. In other words, to get the good job that you want to in a blue state, you're pretty much hindered to what you can do. Even if you're educated, you get the legs cut out from under you if you're not a total leftist. This is why people are leaving these blue states.
Yeah, I suppose if it's a government job, but I didn't, you know, I was in a blue state and I was a government contractor. I didn't see that, you know, so much yet. I saw it in academia. My career was limited in both of my careers. It definitely exists in journalism, because you have to, in journalism, for example, you have to be part of a group that you kind of agree with in order to get promoted, because we're in camps now. You know, there's conservatives and there's leftists, and you got to be with the in group. And the mainstream media, except for Fox News, is mostly controlled by the left.
Yeah.
So there are certain professions, and in Hollywood it helps too. I mean, there are some conservatives in Hollywood, but they're not as welcome as, you know. And I think there's a definite division in the country in certain professions, but you don't.
Well, I trained as a plumber.
That's just the way it works.
I was in the blue collar trades and so forth. And believe me, if you live in a blue state and you're not a union plumber or anything like that, you're pretty much up the creek. I mean, pretty much. I mean, I'm talking about your hard blue states. you'll make it, but it's going to be extremely hard, and it's getting worse.
Yeah, well, the communists want to take over the country. And so unions and, you know, you see it on TV. Look, your regular TV shows, they will glamorize now unions. They will villainize businessmen and owners. They will, you know, make certain people appear racist, you know, just as part of their scripts, just as part of sort of educating their audience, so to speak. So, yeah, there's
right.
There's a new kind of bigotry now. You know, it's obviously we're gradually evolving into a totalitarian state, but it's, you know, any kind of move to the authoritarian left now is going to take us all the way.
Yes, and that's my point. The seeds behind the social credit score in China and so forth, which is more formalized, have had its seeds in these blue states in America and other totalitarian regimes, but they just weren't formalized. China formalized what I've known in my heart for all these years. And when I get off the line, I'd like to speak more about the Chinese social credit score system. I thank you for your time, Jeff and John.
Jeff, before you get away, you still there? Well, Jeff's gone. Well, the informal credit score thing works the other way, Jeff, also. And if you go into an employer in my area with green hair and pieces of metal sticking out of your face, the likelihood of you getting a job is dramatically decreased, shall we say. Dramatically. Our next caller, Jeff, is John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello. This is John from Texas. I have a question concerning the possibility of Hillary Clinton becoming president if the current vice president resigns and she is selected or, you know, with the approval by Biden with the approval of the Senate to be the vice president. Now, let me first read a part of the 22nd Amendment that would be in effect over that. No person shall be elected to the office of the president more than twice, and no person who has held the office of president or acted as president for more than 2 years of a term to which some other person was elected president shall be elected to the office of the president more than once. Then it says it doesn't apply to anyone currently holding the office, which means that won't affect Harry Truman's term. But what that implies is that if sometime Kamala Harris resigns sometime between now and say after, you know, sometime shortly after the current off year election, then and Hillary is selected as vice president with the approval of the Senate before the next Congress can take office, then if Biden resigns or effective as of noon Washington D.C. time on January the 20th, 2023, what that means is that Hillary could finish his term and then be elected not only to one but two terms, which means she could spend up to 10 years in office by implication. What is your comment on this?
Well, wouldn't she be over 80 years old after she left office in that case?
Yeah, probably would. Well, she would be. But
I think her health is so bad, and she's. I don't think she's going to be the person they pick.
I agree with Jeff. Anything else, John? We got a break. We'll be right back. Hold on.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
As I said to those who have joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering.
All right, we're back.
You are?
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield, a wonderful $50 discount on each piece of equipment you get to protect your car, your truck, your home, your generator from the effects of EMP. And in the case of your home and generator, from the effects of lightning, at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog. Excellent articles written once or twice a week. His books are sale at amazon.com. And there's an easy way to subscribe to his articles and help support Jeff. Jeff, tell us how it works, please, sir.
Below every video or article, there is a PayPal button that you can use to support the site.
That's pretty simple and easy, and I encourage people to do that. This has become Jeff's life's work. He does this full time. There's very few people who sat across as many high level KGB defectors as Jeff Nyquist has. You have a wealth of knowledge and information you bring to the table that is unparalleled, Jeff. And let's see. We don't have any callers at the moment, and the call number is 512-248-8252. What direction you want to go next, Jeff?
Well, we were talking about Spetsnaz and the deployment to the United States, the sabotage troops. this is a, you know, It to have reports from more than one source saying that they've been moving, infiltrating these troops for months is not just disturbing, but it indicates with this mobilization that we're on the verge of war now. And that's something extremely important to understand.
It is. Jeff, we got, it looks like John from Texas is still holding from the last segment. Go ahead, John.
All right. Of course, well, she would be over 80, but which makes it less likely, understand, but if she were selected, it would be very important just who would fill the vacancy in the office of vice president and who would likely be selected if that occurred.
Do you want Jeff to prognosticate on who might be the vice president under Hillary?
Yeah, who would like? I mean, just who might? Would she? She wouldn't make. She wouldn't make. Well, I don't think they would nominate Bill. But who would likely replace Kamala Harris, or not replace Kamala Harris? Who would replace Hillary in the vacated office of vice president in the event of the resignation of Biden and her taking over? If she's going to be geriatric and sick.
Like Jeff, you want to speculate on that, sir?
I mean, I don't know. They could pick Obama since it doesn't count as being elected.
There we go. That'd be ideal. John, thank you for your call. We need to move on.
But you see, the complication there is this is one of those irritating things because the succession issue is so. It's so disorganized and mucked up. That's one issue I think that they're going to have to deal with pretty soon, is to consolidate and organize it under one consolidated amendment that gives a nice algorithmic flow chart for succession.
That's not going to happen, John. That's a fantasy. Thank you for your call. We need to move on. James in Vancouver. Good morning, sir.
Perhaps you've heard of the 50,000 trucks that are heading from here to Ottawa. Have you heard about it?
Yes, it's major news in the alternative media. Wonderful news.
Apparently I heard that GoFundMe took their money away from them. They collected about $4 million.
Really?
And, the Prime Minister has designated them a terrorist outfit. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. And I just sent a link. The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation up here in Canada has this program that they have it on regularly called White Hot Hate. And apparently this program is people supposedly who've gone undercover in up here in Canada to certain militias or something like that, and they're trying to paint a picture of I think something that doesn't exist, and it's sheer propaganda. Never seen anything like it before. White Hot Hate.
I'm looking at it right now, James. It's very bizarre, very strange. Yes.
Yeah. And I appreciate being able to share intel with you on your show. I think this show is very effective, and I'll continue to try to do so.
All right. Thank you for the call, James. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Yenya.
We have a break. We got a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there, a lot of educational material. If you haven't been there in a while, there's a nice photograph of me on my Nomad motorcycle. Educational material that will inform you, make you happy, make you sad, make you glad, make you angry. a lot there. Something for all you many hundreds, and there are hundreds and hundreds of energy cleaner owners. We now have the Micro Plush Throw. It's delightfully warm and cozy. It's washable. Only $75, shipping included, and they come in two colors, gray or taupe. For you men out there, taupe is light brown, and that's now available at my website along with the energy cleaners, which are now in stock again at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order at my website using PayPal or call my toll-free hotline. Line. It's 800-592-9543. And looks like we have Kyle. Go ahead, Kyle.
Hey, good morning. Jeff, I was watching a documentary about China yesterday a little bit, and it was basically concentrating on so many of the stupid decisions that they have made since the communists took over. You know, like killing off all of the sparrows because they were eating their grain, and then all of a sudden the locusts ate everything, and cutting the coal coming from Australia because Australia wanted to, you know, find out where the virus started. And watching the rolling brownouts and blackouts throughout China, along with the financial teetering that they seem to be on, I'm curious how you see those types of decision-making processes and the fact that they're economically teetering. How do you see them? How do you see that playing into the possibility of them starting a war?
Hello, hi, Jeff. Jeff, you're on.
Yeah, you mean the economic difficulties that China and Russia are having now?
Yeah, the ones they're having now, the kind of, you know, they've made some really dumb decisions before. I mean, like 15 to 20% of the coal that comes into China for that they heat their houses with, that runs their grid, it comes from Australia, and you know they just stopped taking that coal, trying to punish Australia, but now they've turned around and they've got rolling blackouts and coming, you know, and they're in the most brutal part of winter coming on right now, and I'm seeing a bunch of these other little parts and pieces of the stupidity that they have done and the things that they've done. And I'm wondering how you see with no money or very little money, or them, you know, their huge corporations on the verge of collapse, which are, you know, state owned. I'm wondering how you see that scenario playing into or with the possibility of them starting a world war.
Well, I think that their whole economy only has existed to prepare them for a world war. I mean, that's the way, as I analyze them, that's the way I see it. If you have a normal country, its economy is geared toward the market. But if you have a totalitarian country geared for a future war, the market isn't the ultimate arbiter of your economy. It is the war preparation is the ultimate arbiter of the economy. And that means that your normal economic process, market process, doesn't work. And of course, whenever you do not go by the market, you are basically setting up various economic problems for yourself, because the market is the mechanism that you tell what you need in your economy, and it tells you what you should be investing in by going with the market. For example, if there's not enough coal and you're in a market system, the price of coal starts to rise and people go, gosh, if I go and start digging coal mines, I can make a fortune by investing in coal, because look at the price of coal is going up. But when you have every single major company in China, for example, has a secret party committee. That's a communist party committee. They're beholden to the top communist leadership, and they have the ultimate say in where the investment decisions are made. This is how you end up making cities, empty cities, in China, where there's nobody to live in them, because you have this tremendous construction equipment, but you don't want to let the construction business go. Because you've already, you know, overbuilt, and in a market economy, those businesses would just simply not be funded anymore. But you have massive malinvestment in China, so the banks in China don't have money because of the malinvestment, and the corporations are ready to go belly up. But hey, the whole thing is meant to prepare for a war. So they don't care, because in a war, everything's rationed. There's lots of shortages, and it's all for the period of conquering whatever enemies or the world that you want to conquer. And that's the way they view it. And Russia is managed better than China, but they have the similar principles going on in their economy. because they're still basically a Soviet economy.
Hmm. Interesting. So you think, as far as they're concerned, and I believe this to be true, that if they're looking at not from a market perspective of what they're going to need or anything, then these people, their own people, that will die from the shortages that they are creating in order to prepare for war are just collateral damage, and really they don't care about them.
Well, I don't know how many people are going to die from the shortages. One thing China's done is China has, as we have learned in recent weeks, that China has bought so much grain and so much food in the world market that they have a massive, massive supply. They have the world's largest supply of stockpiled food in the world. And they did that intentionally in recent years, I believe, to prepare for war. So they do have the capacity to prepare in advance for things. You know, buying up foodstuffs, it might not be what people like to eat, but if people are hungry, they're going to eat it. So they have bought a tremendous amount. So I don't think China, you know, there was speculation that China was on the verge of starving because of the floods and the loss of crops. Well, they are prepared. One advantage of being, one of the advantages of a communist system is you can prepare, whereas a market system, our market system is not preparing. Their market optimism is a mechanism by which you psychologically deny there is a danger of war. So there you go. Our system is actually a system of denial. Oh no, nobody would go to war. It would damage the market. You know, we need to keep everything flowing, because if we don't, people will starve. And the system, there's nobody gets paid to stockpile anything. In fact, the new system of distribution is to tighten the supply chain so that people don't waste anything by storing it. Because a lot of stored stuff just gets wasted in reality. It becomes stale, nobody wants it, you know.
You know, the further we've gotten away from an agrarian society, the stupider we get, you know, because you always store up. I mean, even if we've had crackers go stale as an example, because we've stored them, you know, for too long, or they got, you know, damaged or something. But if you've got chickens or you've got hogs or you've got goats, those things, they'll eat that stuff up like it's a delicacy. You know, nothing is wasted. Anyway, my new mantra is, you know, people in this country, if you're thinking of preparing, you better be thinking of preparing like you're going to war. And that's my opinion, because I feel like we are, one way or another, we're going to end up in some kind of a conflict, whether it's with gangs and neighbors that are starving to death, or whether it's with a communist invasion of some sort. Well, I think we should be having our mindset preparing for that level.
Well, it looks like there could be war between now and the 22nd of February. Because that's when Russia moves on Ukraine. It's very likely that the conquest of Ukraine will be an Anschluss, like what Hitler did in Austria, where there will be no significant fighting, although there might be fighting in Western Ukraine. But it looks to me like Ukraine is not mobilizing. NATO has announced they're not going to send troops to Ukraine. Russia's just going to take it. So. It's interesting to see what's going to happen, because Russia's starting to take back territory. And where's the logical stopping point?
Yeah, I got just one more quick question. Do you think if Russia takes Ukraine, China will take Taiwan, like immediately?
I don't know. People have speculated that they would move at the same time. I don't know that China wants to invade Taiwan. Maybe they will. They could take it with a blockade much easier. But I think China's objectives are more wide-ranging. China wants to basically knock Japan out as a military power and force Japan to its knees. And they definitely want to destroy the United States. These larger objectives you know, begin to come into view, I think.
Okay. All right. That's all I got. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it, Carl. Our next caller is Fred in Michigan. Good morning, Fred.
John, I do have 4 points. I want to get the number. I forgot the number for Sam's center. If you could just leave that with Julie after the broadcast, I could call back and get the number from her. Okay.
Go ahead. Yeah.
All right. And so let's see. In Wales, Jeff, there's a true blue patriot intellectual group, Sovereign Wales, sovereignwales.com, and they put out a treatise by the title The Kalergi Plan and Kalergi Plans. They're connected, obviously. Kalergi, K-A-L-E-R-G-I. Richard Kudinoff Kalergi, his dad was a big-time elitist aristocrat in Austria, spoke 18 different languages fluently, immensely wealthy, and he had intimate connections with the Warburg family, Kuhn Loeb, Schiff, etc. He authored the book, Pan Europa. I think it was 1922. And then a couple years later, Practical Idealism. And he precisely established the blueprint for what has come to be known as forced migration replacement. Forced migration replacement. And there's even a U.S. veteran from the Northwest who did a stellar documentary by the title The Kalergi Plan and International Communism. The Kalergi Plan and International Communism, founded on BitChute. And it prominently features a number of rabbis and you know, Jewish scholars weighing in on the subject of international communism and what they called forced migration replacement. One of them even said, a guy from Harvard, Noel Ignatov, said that whiteness is racial oppression. Whiteness is racial oppression. He goes on to make other statements. Okay? And there's a group of rabbis that I came upon, a BitChute by the title Weaponized Migration, Instrument of Power. Weaponized Migration, Instrument of Power. As I said, these are all rabbis. And I wish you would check that out and give us your critique of what I just relayed to you. And lastly, tomorrow, the 27th of January, is the Holocaust Memorial commemoration. And also on the 27th of January, 1967, a very infamous event occurred at Launchpad. Do either of you remember that?
Where the three men died?
Three astronauts, Virgil Gus Grissom, Roger Chaffee, and Ed White. And strangely, what I've heard the communications that for some strange reason, communications were deleted, degenerated, and you can hear the exchange with the astronauts declaring, "Hey, what's going on? We can't hear you. Can't hear you." Next thing you know, they're being incinerated. Okay, so the guy that was commissioned, a guy by the name of Ronald Thomas Barron, and I serendipitously, and you can still see it, hear it, Fox TV on 15 February 2001 did a presentation by the title Conspiracy Theory, did we land on the moon? Conspiracy theory, did we land on the moon? It's in that presentation where this man, who was the inspector general for the Apollo program that I just named, he testified to Congress. He was commissioned to do an extensive investigation, 500 pages, which he presented to Congress. A week later, he's taking a picnic on a railroad track with his wife and daughter, and he gets run over by a train.
Oh, come on. You want to hold on, Fred?
Yeah, please.
We have our last break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds. And if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. Fred, you got a final comment? We're about to wrap it up here, sir.
I know. That documentary, Conspiracy Theory, Did We Land on the Moon, used to be easily attained on YouTube. They scrubbed it. It's now on some alternative. Oh, here it is. Gosh, I just found it. Believe it or not, called Krishna Tube, all one word, and that's, you know, Krishna with a K, KrishnaTube.com, Did We Land on the Moon? There's a UK professor, guys, at Seabreeze, it's like it sounds, C-S-E-A, Breeze, Seabreeze, one word, .com.au. NASA admits we never went to the moon. NASA admits we never went to the moon. Okay?
Really?
And
amazing.
It's only like 10 minutes, John. I never knew about all, there's like six layers, six zones to the atmosphere. And there's this one called the thermosphere, which is after the mesosphere. Mesosphere is third. Let's see, it's the first one is the troposphere, then the stratosphere, mesosphere, thermosphere, and exosphere. About halfway through the thermosphere, they would have been incinerated. And this guy proves it at seabreeze.com.au. NASA admits we never went to the moon. And yeah, I'm doing this, John, because we shouldn't forget that these astronauts, according to the family and others who have investigated, they were murdered, man. They were speaking out big time, right, about the joke of advancing technology, and they just offed them because they diverted all $40 billion they diverted into dark ops, guaranteed.
That's right.
Thanks.
That was an excuse to get the money. You're right. Thanks for the call, Fred. We got about 120 seconds here, Jeff, for you to sum up your thoughts for the day and for the week, sir.
Well, I don't know what that call was about. He mentioned Jacob Schiff, and that's and rabbis. So he was talking anti-Semitism. But as far as so you were saying we didn't land on the moon?
Well, the caller's gone. There's lots of evidence that the 1969 moon landing was a hoax, and we don't have time to address it right now. Your statements yesterday were very concerning about the Sputniks coming in great numbers. You want to expand on that for just a minute?
Well, the reports are that large numbers of Russian nationals have been crossing the Mexican border. And I've got reports going back several months. So if those reports are true, then the Russians are preparing for a war against the United States. They could withdraw the deployment, but I'm pretty worried about it. It's given the fact that a biological war started with China. It's a irrevocable step. It's a step in a certain direction they can't undo. And we have yet to go back to normal economy, normal life. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, sir. I'll be back next week. We appreciate it. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaner, essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property,
Oops.
And evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't
give
legal
advice.
Lady's
voice
we are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.